Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of The Mitchell Hour Reacts. Man, it's been a lot going on in the celebrity world, a lot of drama, a lot of fuckery, a lot of bullshit. So we're going to start out with DJ Envy versus Tyrese. Now, this whole story, I don't understand it at all. So from what I've read, what I've seen is Tyrese and DJ Envy did an interview. DJ Envy confronts Tyrese. Well, I'll go ahead and play the video, then I'll come back with the rest of my thoughts.
One of the things that you said, Tyrese, deserved me to box your mouth.
Hold on. See my records played. This is the part that I don't appreciate. Where is that same part that I extended to you instead of it just being paper pushing? Tyrese is on the gram again. Everybody go through things. Mm-hmm. Why is my marriage funny? Where's the call? You good, it's, Reese?
I'm gonna tell you why. Kind of like when a preacher tells you something in church, what you need to do to be better. Then you look at the preacher's life and you say, how do you teach me something that you're not doing? I don't respect the preacher anymore.
Oh shit.
First of all, to arrive at an opinion of what I'm doing versus what I'm not doing is based on public consumption. I never made a decision about your life based on what was being reported. What I know about you, I got that information from the outreach in the middle of my thing. That would have actually been the reason to call.
All right, so there you see it. Now, there's been, I don't know. I can't even say that there's been a lot of back and forth. DJ Envy approached or came at Tyrese on an interview, and then Tyrese has been putting a lot of things out on social media, Instagram.
iMessage, the iCloud, it gives you an opportunity to recall text messages, and I don't see nothing in the text messages directly into Envy or directly into his wife where I disrespected him or her. First of all, I think of all things that hurt me. Anybody who knows me knows that I know and been around some of the most beautiful people, you know, girlfriends, baby mamas, wives. It's not even in my character to disrespect any man, specifically his wife.
I don't understand this whole thing. Like, so DJ Envy and Tyrese were friends. Or DJ Envy's wife and Tyrese were friends, and somehow it got a little bit flirtatious or disrespectful. And instead of DJ Envy approaching Tyrese man to man, face to face, or give him a call, he decides to put it out on social media. My thoughts on this situation is they both looking kind of crazy in this situation. DJ Envy is always saying somebody's disrespecting his family and trying to approach people on camera, on the microphone, and never, you know, behind the scenes, face to face. You know what I'm saying? I think that's sucking shit on both parties. This story, I don't know. Man. Young Jeezy filed for divorce from his wife, Jeannie Mai. This situation's a little crazy just because, you know, I know the comments that Jeannie Mai has made about she loves black men, but black men are usually her side.
Black eyes. Yeah, I did. But for me, dark meat on the side, white keeps me mean and lean. You know, that's why I married white man. That's what I like.
Hold up. What do you mean, dark meat on the side?
Because she likes white offensive. I am
no, I'm not. I'm saying I really do think black men are attractive. I do. Like, that's my.
Well, what do you mean, dark meat on the side?
That means, honey.
You
know what that means.
Wait, what are you reading it as?
I don't know. How did you say it?
I'm just saying, when I think about men, I like dark men. I do.
Right, like, you'd like your main man to be white and your side
be
There's a lot of different things that have been speculated is that she cheated and everything. I don't know how true that is, but they have a child, and Jeezy's claimed that he has been separated from Jeannie and that the two had a prenuptial agreement in place. He also requested joint custody of their daughter, Monaco, who was born in January of 2022. Now, this next story that I want to jump into, Young Thug's case. So, if you're not aware of what's been going on, Young Thug has been locked up. A lot of people in his crew have been snitching. One of his affiliates just was sentenced to life, I believe. Just a guy that's been acting real crazy in court. But the reason I'm bringing this case up is a lot of people were really going at Gunna for the plea that he took. You had Young Thug fans going and throwing pieces of cheese at Gunna's vehicle. And it's been a lot of just back and forth and the guy that gets in everybody's business. Boosie called him a rat. Everybody called him a rat. But the crazy thing to me is, like, his album did numbers. He just sold out an arena on his tour. But the craziest thing about this, about everything, is what Young Thug's father said about Gunna.
He said, "How do you feel about Gunna?"
I love Gunna. Well, but see, let me try to help the attorney clarify that a little simpler. Gunna hasn't done anything whatsoever that can hurt us on this case.
Okay. So my question to my listeners and anybody that supports Young Thug: is this going to change anything? With Young Thug's father saying he loves Gunna, and what he said cannot affect them on this case, is that going to change anything? Because a lot of these fans and these other rappers have no ties to Young Thug. They're just throwing their opinions out there. It's cool to say everybody's a rat. Does that change your opinion of the situation? Because it's obvious that his music didn't take a hit. Yeah, he didn't have any features on his album. His album was very good. That was the first Gunna album I listened to, and it went pretty good. It went pretty hard. But my thing is this going to change the relationship that he has with a lot of people that turned their back on him? Alrighty, last we have the Cardi B and Nicki situation, which this time it was the husbands that were actually beefing. So my opinion on this Cardi B and Nicki situation, I'm getting kind of tired of it. I'm getting really frustrated because I think it's a lot of the fans that drudge up all this non-factor BS. It's like, oh, Nicki said this, she must be talking about Cardi. Or Cardi said this, she must be talking about Nicki. Or look, Nicki did a song with this person who doesn't like this person who doesn't like this. I mean, it's getting a little bit ridiculous. Now, I will say that Cardi and Nicki, they do feed into it. Every once in a while, you know, Cardi releases a single or something like that. Nicki has Queen Radio and things like that. So the public going back and forth, and the Barbs and Cardi's fans arguing back and forth helps both of them. They're both rich. They're never going to see each other and fight. It is what it is. But the husbands, man. So I'm going to play this video. Well, some of this video, because it's pretty long and ignorant. So I'm going to play some of this and I'm coming back.
There he is. I got a Brooklyn hoodie on. So they don't know where I'm from. They know where I'm from, though. No. I can't act like I don't. Big Queens, nigga.
Yeah, sturdy, nigga. What's poppin'? What's
poppin'? What's
up? Fucking money, man. What's up?
Yeah.
Where the niggas is at, man?
Yeah.
Huh?
You don't know
Big
niggas.
Zoom.
They said you don't know niggas.
Big Zoom.
They're on that vacation. Yeah. You're planning your funeral, pussy. Yeah.
I just want to know, why did this happen? It's very, very strange because they're at the VMAs. Nicki's husband and his little friends, goons, whatever you want to call them, flunkies, they were, you know, recorded themselves saying something, tagged Nicki and tagged Cardi and said something about her. And Offset jumped into dude's DMs and was like, yo, like, this is women business. Why are you jumping in? Mind your business. Call him broke and all that shit. He jumped in. He had his little 15 minutes of fame. Kenneth Petty was on a street corner in New York saying that Offset planned this funeral. Do I think that anything is going to come of this? With Nicki's husband and Cardi's husband, no. But fans, affiliates of Offset, affiliates of Kenneth Petty, I do believe that something will happen. Because maybe something happened already, because as you can see from this video.
Yeah, so the awards and everything, right? Basically, I don't even know how all this happened. I had a great time, great experience. Everything was positive. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, I guess they misinterpreted the video that when me and Zoo made, and we was just talking shit like regular shit, like Queen, Sturdy, all of that, everything like that. And then I guess Zoo made the comment like, you know, what was it? Oh, waiting for one of y'all niggas to act stupid. And that was it.
Dude is already copping pleas, saying that he don't know how it happened and it's not like that. You know, my thing with this whole situation is, let's just say that Offset did say some super disrespectful shit and they never tagged Cardi and dudes wasn't talking about Cardi and all this other stuff. Let's just say that he did say some disrespectful shit that needed to get dealt with. Why record yourself being 40 plus? Why record yourself? And then if something happened or you got arrested, let's just say that something happens to Offset and he ends up getting shot at or his car shot at or something, right? The first people that they're going to run to is Kenneth Petty and his affiliates, his flunkies that was on the video with him. And then what they're going to do is accuse Offset or somebody in his camp of snitching. And that's the thing I don't understand about this situation. Like, the craziest thing actually is the men getting involved in this. But crazier than that is recording yourself on a street corner and then even having interactions with the fans on live with them asking you how long y'all going to be out there, why you doing this. This nigga's in Atlanta. And it's just like he was on a 24-hour live stream with the streamer Kai Cenat. These are supposed to be street dudes that are 40-plus. I don't understand this whole thing about the streets, because Offset, street nigga, is a multimillionaire, married to a multimillionaire who does not live in a hood. Kenneth Petty, street nigga, who is married to a multimillionaire who does not live in a hood anymore. So it's just like they grow up in the hood, supposedly. They want to get out the hood. But then when they get out the hood, they do everything in their power to prove how hood they are and to get themselves locked up. and to blame somebody else for them being locked up other than themselves. I don't know, man. It seems like having fame and money just will not change who you are. It seems like a lot of these celebrities, they are too invested in what their fans think. Now, if you are a musician, put out music and care what your fans think about the music, because you make your living off of your fans purchasing your music. And, you know, if your music is good, we will listen, we will buy it, we will stream it. But fans getting involved in your personal life and you putting your personal life out on social media. I don't even know how this whole beef started between the two. I guess they can't coexist, maybe. But when it's getting down to people recording themselves saying that they're going to commit crimes and just not letting the women do what they do, throw shots at each other on records, it's just getting a little ridiculous. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of the Mitchell Hour Reacts Celebrity Drama Edition. Hey, until next time, I'm out.